or recognition that the leader does not have all the answers and is open to feedback and suggestion from others has brought us into this section, as our speaker for today is going to be taking us on the topic, the role of humanity and submission in leadership. Join me as I may welcome our one and only Pastor J.F. Odesola.
Hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah. I said, let somebody shout a big hallelujah. Lift up your hands to God and just worship Him. Just tell Him, I love you. Thank you for calling me into the ministry of reconciliation. Lord, thank you for making me a leader in the vineyard of the Lord. I bless your holy name, my Father. I praise your holy name, my Maker. I magnify you, Lord. No one is as great as you are. No one is as good as you are. We worship and we adore you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a good God that we serve. Oh, Father God, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. One prayer, you are going to pray and say, my Father, your expectation upon my life will not be disappointed. Lord, don't let me disappoint your expectation on the planet Earth. Lord, don't let your expectation over me be disappointed. I'd like you to pray. We are leaders, and I know you are praying. Don't let your expectation over me be disappointed. Lord, don't let your expectation over me be disappointed. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, don't let your expectation over me be disappointed. I don't want to disappoint your expectation. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have prayed. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth now go, evil angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. We are serving Him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. Majesty, King of Kings, we honor your excellency, Lord of Lords, the eternal King who never celebrated any coronation because nobody appointed him. Thank you, great Father, good Father, dependable Father, reliable Father, forgiving Father, generous Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this LTP 2024. We bless your name for leaders of fellowships and houses in various states, Nigeria and outside Nigeria. We say thank you. Lord, we appreciate you, Lord, that you can bring leaders together. You can bring them aside to be able to teach us some certain deep things. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for this commencement of the program. Thank you for the ongoing. Lord, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Every leader present here today, including me on the altar, we will not disappoint your expectation in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever you find in us, whatsoever you put in us that make you to desire us, the enemy will not take it out in the name of Jesus. The strength and the grace and the ability to follow through, to remain submissive, to remain humble, please release that to us more in the name of Jesus Christ. If there is any of our leader who has challenges, why this program is still on, let that challenges be totally clear in the name of Jesus. There is any of them who are backslidden, but they have seen him or her outside are still standing, please restore in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are discouraged, encourage them in the name of Jesus. Those who are confused, let the light of God shine over them. The few words that I need to say, I pray you will take possession of my mouth and my head and my heart, and that I will not do violent to your word. But within the time I have, grace will be released to all of us. Spirit of the living God, over to you. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your holy name. Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And let the people of God shout a bigger amen. Shout a bigger amen. Help me to tell your neighbor, you will not disappoint the expectation of God over your life. And please take your seat. God bless you. I want to appreciate all our leaders that in the house. The Almighty God will bless all of them in Jesus' name. I'm sending special appreciation to my father in the Lord, a leader, a father, a coach, the general overseer of this church, a father, Daddy E. Adeboye, and our mommy who is taking care of his wife. The Lord will continually bless all of them in Jesus' name. And our daddy, the vice president, Daddy E. Adeyemi, and our mommy, the wife, it shall be well with all of them in Jesus' name. I don't like your amen. Matthew chapter 16, 24 to 26. Matthew chapter 16, 24 to 26. And I'm glad to see many of our leaders across the campuses and across the various family houses from different states. The Almighty God will keep you on top. You will never be down in the name of Jesus. Any attempt of the enemy to bring you down, fire of the Lord will destroy the power of the enemy. If that amen re-echo, you are the one to get the dividends of the prayer. Then Jesus said unto his disciple, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in the name of Jesus. The role of humility and submission in discipleship. The role of humility and submission in discipleship. Let me say to you that Everyone who comes to LTP is not where we tickle our ears. It's where we talk about the deeper things that make you to rethink and think, that make you to readjust and adjust to the line of the duties that you are called. And it's very important that we who are leaders in various groups, that we need to remind ourselves of what you know. This is the word of the Lord himself. This is the word of the truth and life. This is the word of the word that became flesh and dwelt among us and we beheld his glory as the only begotten Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And what he said to us is that if any man, any woman, any boy, any girl will follow after me, let him deny himself. It is something you need to do on your own. Deny him or herself, and take the cross. Cross is where people are crucified to death and followed me. And it says something very, very deep. If anyone intends to save his life, he will lose it. But if you determine to let it go, then you will save it. And now re-echo it again. What shall it profit a man if he gain the entire world and lose his soul? Beloved of God, as we are seated here, we fall into three groups. The light in the spirits, nothing spiritual ever make meaning to them. Those who mix light in spirit and a little bit of serious business, they call them serio comic. And there are very serious and diligent who are eager to do the will of God. And even within the group of the serious and diligent, there are four groups. The uninformed, they are not informed. The ill-informed, information they have is a bastardized one. They are partially informed. The knowledge they have is incomplete. And there are people who are richly informed. But let's ask the question, who is a disciple? A disciple is someone who wants to be like his master. A disciple is someone who followed his master regimentally. Somebody who determined to take the full step, who determined to be like his master. You can't be your master, but you determined to be like your master. And two of the major components, of course, there are five components in discipleship. There is submission, there is humility, there is faithfulness, there are perseverance, there are holiness. But I'm going to deal with two of those components. One, submission. Submission. Very, very crucial when we talk about commission. When we talk about submission. Submission is very, very crucial. In John chapter 17, verse 18, John 17, 18, Jesus submitted to the will of his Father. Everyone that is called a disciple, one outstanding trait that distinguishes you is submissions, submissiveness. Because the life you live is not yours. And when we talk about submission, it is a choice. It's not something you pray. Oh God, I pray. Yes, there is a role of prayer. But it has something to do that you will work on it. It's a choice. And choice is what makes us different from animal. Submission. Jesus, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, in Matthew 26, 39 to 44, Matthew 26, 39 to 44, he was praying, if it is possible, you will have rolled away this particular problem over me. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. And as a soldier of Jesus Christ, because a disciple is a soldier, you must be totally submissive. What do I need to know about someone who is submissive? What are the facts about submissive person? Number one, they are addicted in maintaining good relationship with God through his word. Their addiction, they are addicted into the word of God, addicted into relationship with the good news of the word of God. What do you need to know about submissive person? Number two, they stay disciplined in prayers and in fasting. They stay disciplined in prayer and in fasting. What do I need to know about submissive person? They encourage themselves and one another in the Lord. They encourage themselves and one another in the Lord. What do I need to know about submissive person? They see opportunity to serve others rather than seeking position. Any post, any position, any title they are given, they see it as an opportunity to serve others rather than seeking for position. What do I need to know about submissive person? They are diligent with their assignments. They are diligent with their assignments. What do I need to know about submissive person? They are willing servants of others. Willing servants of others. What do I need to know about them? They are humble people. In the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, the word said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. What was the mind of Jesus Christ? Philippians 2, 8. He became man. He put down all the glory of Godhead. One of the second person in Trinity. And he entered into the skin of a human being. And the Bible said when he found himself as man, he humbled himself even till he carried his cross to death. How do I know on submissive person? They're lousy. Lousy, they talk about themselves and themselves alone, me and me, and no more anybody can go to wherever they want to go. Proverbs 26, 11. Boasters as dogs. How do I know unsubmissive person? Number two, they make themselves great. They make themselves great. They seek recognition. Don't you know I'm now ordained? Don't you know I'm now tied to so and so? They make themselves, they seek recognition, they make themselves known. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, 9 to 11, Acts 8, 9 to 11, there was a man there seeking recognition. He was seeking recognition at all costs. What do you need to know about unsubmissive person? Number three, they are pretenders. They pretend a lot. Like the Simon the sorcerers. Acts 8, 18 to 20. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, 18 to 20. Simon the sorcerer joined a group, born again, baptized. But when it came, when it was the issue, he was face to face with the issue of the Holy Spirit. He offered money. And Peter said, your money is perish. What do I need to know about unsubmissive person? They have the trait of rebellion inside of them. Numbers 18:1. Numbers 18:1. What do I need to know about unsubmissive person? They lack compassion. Matthew 18:33. They lack compassion. What do I need to know about unsubmissive person? They have an independent spirit. They can't move as a team. They can't work in a network. Because whenever they say anything, they don't want anybody to counter say anything. And like the adage of the elder said, only a fool take himself as the wisest. In 1 Samuel 15:23, it was the story of the son of David who doesn't work with the company of the other children. What do I need to know about unsubmissive person? They exalt their own opinion, their own personal ideas than that of their leaders. That means they are self-centered. Numbers 16:19. What do I need to know about unsubmissive person? They have a critical attitude towards their leader. Critical attitude towards their leader. 2 Kings chapter 5. 20 to 21. 2 Kings chapter 5, 20 to 21. It's the story of the man who will have carried the double of the anointing of Elisha. And so when Elisha said he didn't want money from the man that brought money and wealth, the man got angry and said, this man wants to die poor. He followed him, got money, but remember how he ended. He became the grandfather of lepers. What do I need to know about unsubmissive person? They distort the view of their spiritual leaders. They distort their view. Romans 16:17. What do I need to know about them? They give recognition to people that are dissatisfied. Like the son, like one of the sons of David. In 2 Samuel 17:1-4. Absalom. He was trying to dethrone his father when the father was still alive. What do I need to know about unsubmissive disciple? They justify those who oppose policy. They justify those who oppose the leadership policy, leadership constitution. They justify those who are opposed to leadership. The minor in major, the major in minor. They emphasize minor. That all have agreed, what we have agreed on, they demean it. If you are sleeping, shout hallelujah. If you are awake, shout hallelujah. I want to beg of you, one of the ingredients and components of true discipleship is submission. The question before I jump to the second one and try to relate them together is to help me, is to ask yourself, am I submissive enough? What is humility? The word humility came from the Latin humilitas. The word from Latin humilitas. And what does that mean? Low, lowly, humble, dust. So humility is the characteristics of being humble. So when we talk about somebody who is humble, we are talking about somebody who is meek. We are talking about modesty. And humility and submission, they are two twins. Because one scholar defined humility as submission to the will of God. When you said you are humble, then you will submit to the will of God. And what are the roles of these two? The roles of humility and submission in discipleship. I will mention seven and we'll go to pray. Number one, humility and submission attracts honor and prestige. Humility and submission attracts honor and prestige. Philemon chapter 2 of Philippians chapter 2 verse 10. Beg your pardon. Philippians chapter 2 verse 10. Paul explained that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. This particular passage, when you read, you want to get the picture. You read Philippians 2. And pick it from verses 9 to 11. So Jesus became servant, obedient to death. His submission to God brought him to limelight. His submission to God brought him ultimately honor from God, setting a pattern for disciples. When a disciple embraces humility, they embody Christ-like spirits. And God honors them, elevates them. And this withdraw admiration and respect, not from the worldly prestige. I mean, not for worldly prestige, but for spiritual influence. Spiritual influence that reflect God's glory. So, submission, humility, they attract honor and prestige. Number two, it makes disciples fit for master's use. Submission and humility. They make a disciple fit for the master's use. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. 2 Timothy 2, 21. In that particular passage, Paul encourages believers to cleanse themselves from dishonor so that they can be vessels of honor, set apart as holy, useful for the master. So humility and submission prepare our disciples heart, because they allow God to mold their heart, they allow God to mold their wills, they allow God to influence their visions and ambition. Because many a time, if you say you are submissive to God, I have humility, some of your plans may be hijacked. If God can find that in you, then you are a vessel of honor. And let me say to you, I congratulate those of you who are here, because I had a story a few weeks ago about a man who had a church. And he said, the church flourished at the beginning, but the church was going down. And he went to the mountain to pray. 50 days, 70 days, on the 90th day of his fasting, God told him, I don't need you. I can't use you. God determines and chooses who he wants to use. And why God is looking over the leaders, ladies and gentlemen that are here, brothers and sisters that are here, presidents and papa and mama in the house, he's looking into the heart. Can I find humility? Can I find submission? Number three, these two components, humility and submission, we make a disciple to become a favorite of God. Favorites. James chapter 4, 6 to 7. James chapter 4, 6 to 7. In that passage, the Bible told us in summary, God gives grace to the humble, but he opposes the proud. Humility attracts favor, because humility aligns with the characters of God. It's only those who are humble can be guided by God. It's only those who are humble can be promoted by God. And every disciple that is submissive, that is humble, they will seek to obey God rather than their own will. When they find themselves in the multiple choices, they will pick the one that suits the purpose of God. Anyone that is humble and submissive, even when they are in problem, God's loving intervention will come to them and will bail them out. Number four, we're talking about the roles of humility and submission. Humility and submission make a disciple a template for others. It makes you a template for others, datum of reference, role model for others. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow my example as I follow Christ. Paul set himself as a model. He set himself a model for discipleship. And this model is built on humility and submission. When a disciple is humble and submissive, they become an example for others because they encourage others. If God can help so and so, if God can help Daddy Adeboye, that despite all the things that he has achieved, he still remains himself. He can help me too. And he will help you too. Amen. What kind of amen are you saying? Amen. Number 5. Humility and submission guarantee promotion. Humility and submission guarantees promotion. James 4:10, Matthew 23:12. James said to us, humble yourself before the Lord. He will lift you up. That Matthew 23:12 said, anyone that exalts himself will be brought low. Let God help you. Let God exalt you. God rewards humility with spiritual promotion. And you know true promotion comes from God. Promotion cometh not from the east, neither from the west, but from the Lord. Read that in Psalm 75. Read 5-7. Number 6. Humility and submission make disciples a better version of themselves. Humility and submission make a disciple a better version of themselves. Although we are all in the race, but you don't compete with anyone. You are competing with yourself. Because those who compare themselves with others, they are not wise. Humility and submission make you to recognize your weaknesses. It makes you to receive correction when things are wrong. And you make improvement and move on. And when you are corrected, you have learned. Value has been added to your life. Humility and submission open you up for a remote character. That's why when I say you need, he make you to be a better version of yourself. Because you want to maintain your status with God. And number 7, which is the last one, humility and submission make a disciple a true replica of Jesus. A true replica of Jesus. It was just, I think this morning or yesterday, I was just reflecting. I cannot be Jesus. But I can be like him. Taking from him to be myself. I cannot be Daddy Adeboye. There is only one Pastor Adeboye. When the Lord finished making him, he destroyed the mold because he didn't want a photocopy of him. But I can get some facts, some principle and become Funsho Odeshola. Humility and submission, as you learn from Jesus Christ, you become like him. Look at what he said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Matthew 11, 29. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Jesus is the ultimate model of humility and submission. He demonstrated obedience to his Father, even to the point of death. He looked at the load ahead. He looked at the burden of sin. And he said, I wish, Father, you take this load away from me. But then, nevertheless, not my will, that will be done. So when you follow Jesus Christ's example as a disciple, it will then be easy for you to take up his character. And you become more like him. They said it was in Antioch. The first Christians were noticed. They behave like him. They know Christ has gone to heaven, but these people, they behave like him. And as a disciple, you can embody his love, gentleness, willingness to serve, which reflect the nature of what he is. So when we talk about these two components, there's something you must make up your mind to be. There's something you must make a deliberate choice to be. There's something that you need to work on to be. They are very, very crucial thing for anyone. Not that want to make it on earth alone. You want to fulfill your purpose and make it to heaven. There's something you need to do. But my question still remains. Are you truly a disciple? They told the lady, they said, the way I'm looking at you, ma, you are proud. He said, who told you I'm proud? They said, sister, you are angry. He said, am I angry? Anyone who wants to be a true follower of Jesus, true disciple, someone who will be able to fulfill the purpose of his configuration and the purpose of his mission on the earth. I thank God for good degrees. For those of you who are papa and mama in various, those of you who have outstanding and best result, thank God. But excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma. Those are parts. You know the primary purpose of your coming to the earth is to show forth his glory on the earth and to establish the kingdom. And those who will establish the kingdom of God, those two components are very key. The question still remains, are you submissive in love? Have you submitted all? I've seen people say, I surrender all. I surrender all. I learned a story, read a story of Smith Wigglesworth. A man came to his crusade. He was to have a 3 days crusade. The first night, the man came, cry, holding something. Second night, he cry. On the third night, the man speak. He said, I saw you day before yesterday and yesterday. He said, you cry. And he was holding in his hand tobacco. He said, you are bringing this to take it. He took it from him. He said, you have prayed enough. Take it away. There are certain things you need to deliberately release. You need to release all to him. You can't do it on your own. You need grace. And your choice must be involved. Are you a true disciple? Are you truly submissive? Are you truly humble? And God doesn't humble people. He humiliates people. Oh, God, humble me. No. He said he gave grace. It's a deliberate choice. Humble yourself. I read it to us in James. It's a choice. God wants to use you. He wants to use me. Am I humble enough? Am I submissive enough? Please rise with me. Ask the Lord. I am here. I surrender all. My spirit, my soul, my body. Give me the grace to be all out for you. Give me the grace to be humble. Give me the grace to be submissive. Lord, I surrender all to you. I surrender all to the maker of heaven and earth. I surrender all to my master. I surrender all to the one who has the verdict of life. I surrender all to the mighty, almighty God. I surrender all. I surrender all to you. I surrender all to you, my maker. You are my king. You are my father. You are my Lord. You are my savior. I surrender all. Jehovah God, I surrender all. You have only 2 minutes to do the prayer. 2 minutes to do the prayer. 2 minutes. Am I sure that these are leaders praying? Did I find, are these leaders praying? Lord, just 2 minutes. Oh God, help me, my Father. Call on him. Call on him. Call on him. You have only 2 more minutes. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Can you help your neighbor, please? Grab the hand of your neighbor and say, my Father, in the life of this, my neighbor, let your will be done. In the life of this, your son, your daughter, let your purpose over him or her be fulfilled. In the life of this, my neighbor, don't let the resources of heaven over him be wasted. Pray. If somebody is not praying for you, detach your hand and hold the chair. Lord, in the life of everyone here, let your will be fulfilled. Let your purpose be fulfilled. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most mighty name, we pray. Father, we give you glory for this section. We worship and we adore your name for leaders. For this LGP 2024 and all our leaders that are gathered across nations to this redemption city of God, I ask over every one of them, the will of God will be done in the name of Jesus. The purpose of God in every life will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. The resources of heaven will not be wasted over you in the name of Jesus. Every aspect of your life that are exposed, area you have failed before, area you have messed up before now, may the grace and favor of God cover up as we have made a decision today in the name of Jesus Christ. If any man therefore cleanse himself, humble himself, he will be a tool of glory. May everyone here under the sound of my voice, may you not become a corrupted vessel in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been bedeviling you in the area of habits, maybe you are talking to it, maybe you are born into it, I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will detach you and detach that thing from you in the name of Jesus Christ. From this day onward, you will become a vessel of honor. Grace for humility and submission, may you receive it in the name of Jesus. May you not become an abandoned vessel in the name of Jesus. May you not become an obsolete vessel in the name of Jesus. May you not become a corrupted vessel in the name of Jesus. As a disciple, a leader, may you become a vessel of glory and honor. And as we proceed in this meeting, may we get more and more and more, and may grace and spiritual value be added to our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, may all of us finish well and finish strong in the name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing us. Blessed be your holy name. And everyone who has a prayer request on any issue, may God answer you immediately in the name of Jesus. May you have your own testimony. Blessed be your name, our Father God, in Jesus' name. Jesus' mighty name, we pray. How many of you have received your own? Okay, I did ask you to clap. You are the one clapping. Clap it very well then. Amen. Amen. How many of you know about Hallelujah Amazing? Okay, Hallelujah Amazing has three rules. Until I tell you, shout. If you shout before shout, that is foul. And when you foul, you'll be penalized. So, listen to the rule. The first to shout will receive first blessing. The louder you shout, you receive the greatest blessing. The longer you draw it, you receive generational blessing. I didn't tell you to shout. Foul. Foul. Amen. 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 I should have penalized you, but I penalize you with forgiveness. But I want to shout. Are you ready to shout? Are you sure you are ready to shout? Leaders, thank you very much for allowing us to come and do this. I'm sure that just as we travel together, we'll make it in Jesus' name. Let somebody shout hallelujah.